Assalamu alaikum. Me and Tari have been enjoying our Ramadan. It's our favorite time of the year. Sometimes we do get hungry though, but we have a great story to help make the time pass by. The story for you is from the Holy Quran. Today we are going to be telling you the stories that are in Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah Sad, and Surah Al-An'am. A long, long time ago, there was nothing but a great empty space. There was no earth and no sky. There were no sun and no moon. There was no light anywhere. Everything was covered with darkness. The merciful Allah decided on making the world. He said, "Be," and the world was made. Allah wanted the world to be beautiful. He spread the earth like a carpet. Then he put mountains on it to hold it down. Above the earth, he made the sky. In the sky, he put two lights, the sun and the moon. And he told the sun to shine in the day and the moon to shine at night. Then Allah put stars in the night sky and told them to shine brightly to help travelers find their way at night. There are many stars in the sky, yet each one is different. Some are small and some are very big. Some twinkle gently and some burn brightly. They are like road signs that guide the travelers to the right place. After that, Allah divided the dry land from the seas. He covered the land with greenery, big trees, small bushes, and colorful flowers. He told the rain to water the plants so that they might grow. After that, he made all kinds of animals: camels, horses, sheep, and elephants. Then he made all kinds of birds: high-flying eagles, beautiful peacocks, and sweetly singing nightingales. And he filled the seas with other fish and other creatures. The world was beautiful. The earth was green, the sky was blue, and the seas were all shades of green and blue. There are many different animals on earth, many different birds in the sky, and many different fish in the seas. Yet Allah wanted the world to be even more beautiful. Allah made angels. The angels obey Allah in everything. They are His messengers. They carry His commands to all corners of the world. They see to it that the whole world is running as it should. The wind blows where it's required. The clouds take the rain to the right spots. The rains give water to the fields and gardens. Then, out of flame of fire, Allah created jinn. Some jinn are good and some are bad. Some of them are believers and some are unbelievers. Finally, Allah decided to make a human being. He collected every kind of soil. He mixed it like a potter's clay. He molded it into the shape of a man. He breathed his spirit into it. He named the first man Adam. Then Allah made the first woman, and He named her Eve. Allah made the beautiful world, and He gave it to man to live in. He called the angels and said that He made a man, who was called Adam, and He made a woman, who was called Eve, and He wanted them to live on earth. The angels were surprised. Men will spoil the earth. They will destroy it. They will fill it with evil and fighting. But Allah is all-knowing and all-wise. He knows all the secrets of heavens and earth. He has made everything and knows the true name of every single thing He has made. Therefore, Allah taught Adam the names of all things. Allah called the angels. Then He asked the angels to tell Him the names of all things. But the angels did not know the names of all things. The angels said to Allah, "We do not know the names of all things. You have never told us their names. We only know what You have taught us. You are all-knowing and wise." Then Allah called Adam and asked him to tell the names. Adam told all the names as Allah had told him. Allah said to the angels, "Bow to Adam." All the angels bowed in respect to Adam, except Iblis, who was one of the jinn. Allah asked Iblis, "Why don't you bow to Adam? Why don't you obey me?" Iblis said, "I am better than Adam. You made me of fire, but you made Adam of ordinary clay." Allah said, "Get away from here. Give me respite till the day of judgment," begged Iblis. Iblis said, "I will tempt people to sin and lead them away from the right path." Allah said, "You can tempt people as much as you want. True believers will never listen to you. They will never get tempted. I will always guide them to do what is right. You will have no power over them. Allah is the best guide. He is the protector. He guides us to the straight path. He never lets us go astray. Isn't Allah amazing? He has made all the animals, birds, insects, and fish. He made everything. Some fly, some swim, some creep on their tummies. Some walk on two legs, and some walk on four legs. Allah has made fish. Some live in the lakes, some live in the rivers, and some live in the seas. In the sea, there are big whales. There are also dangerous sharks and friendly dolphins. There are strange-looking octopuses and beautiful starfishes. Allah has taught them all how to swim in the sea. Allah has made the birds. He made them all. The small sparrows and the huge eagles. All the birds have wings. Some birds fly high in the sky. Allah has taught the birds how to fly so high. Allah has made cows and goats. They give us milk. We drink milk and grow healthy and strong. We make butter, yogurt, and cheese from milk. Allah has made sheep. The sheep are covered with woolly coats. From their wool, we make sweaters. Allah has made spiders. Allah has taught the spiders how to weave webs. The spiders are small, but they weave huge webs. A tiny spider can block a large window. It can even block a door. Allah has made bees. The bees fly from flower to flower, little by little. They gather nectar from the flowers and make it into honey. Honey is very tasty. It is a good medicine for colds and coughs. Allah has made horses and donkeys and camels. They are strong. They help us carry heavy things from place to place. In olden time, there were no cars. People would ride horses and donkeys. In the desert, even today, people travel on camels. Allah has made all the animals, birds, insects, and fish. They all belong to Allah. Allah is great. I love that story. Make sure you come back tomorrow for more of the Holy Quran, because this Ramadan, we are going through all of it. See you next time.